Boeing might get a KCX competitor after all. Lycoming announces incentives for owners of used engines. And CAP planned ahead, and it's been needed. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, March 22, 2010. The Pentagon says it has received a communication from EADS indicating that the company might yet bid in the KCX tanker contract competition. And Bloomberg is reporting the Defense Department might extend the deadline. In a statement posted Friday on its website, EADS said it was assessing the situation, but has, quote, underlying concerns that the RFP clearly favors a smaller, less capable aircraft, and that the additional combat capability offered by our system may not be fully valued, unquote. Boeing told Bloomberg it is, quote, 100% focused on submitting a fully responsive, transparent, and competitive tanker proposal to the Air Force, unquote. The Civil Air Patrol's weeks of preparation and drills for flooding in Minnesota and the Dakotas have unfortunately been needed. For the second spring in a row, the Red River crested above flood stage this past weekend, and CAP has been providing aerial reconnaissance and damage assessment. Members of CAP's North Dakota and South Dakota wings also assisted with preparations by giving of their personal time to help fill more than a million sandbags. Operations were scaled back late last week when Fargo, Moorhead, Cass, and Clay counties reported their sandbag barriers were almost complete. Lycoming has announced two new incentive programs for owners of engines in need of overhauling. One applies to customers returning a first-run core and provides a discount off a zero-time factory rebuilt engine of up to $5,000, depending on engine family. Lycoming's zero-time rebuilds come with the same two-year factory warranty as a new engine. The other program is a customer loyalty incentive that applies to engines which have been rebuilt by Lycoming in the past and provides an unspecified discount. VP of Marketing Todd Stoner observed, quote, we have many customers that have flown behind the Lycoming engines their entire flying careers. This program is meant to reward the loyalty of those customers whose engine core was either rebuilt or overhauled at the Lycoming factory, unquote. Find the full statements on both programs in the news section at Lycoming.com. Up next on ANN, Aspen rewards the efforts of Brad Hayden. Fantasy of Flight hosts a symposium for women. And three Kentucky aviators are honored by the FAA. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Brad Hayden got VP stripes last week at Aspen Avionics. CEO John Uzakai made the announcement. Quote, Brad has been an integral part of the company's marketing team since the very early days of the company, and as such crafted its unique brand and strong marketing messages. In his expanded role, Brad will help define and drive Aspen's growing portfolio of avionics offerings into new markets and continue to increase awareness about Aspen's compelling product line, unquote. Before joining Aspen Avionics at its inception, Hayden held a variety of positions managing global high-tech marketing programs for companies such as U.S. Robotics, 3Com, and Informix. He literally grew up in the avionics industry, working as a repairman and a dealer from a young age in his family's avionics sales and service business. He's also a private pilot and currently working on his instrument rating. Last year's Hollywood biopic, Amelia, was based on a book called East to the Dawn, The Life of Amelia Earhart. The author of that book, Susan Butler, will serve as a special guest moderator for a luncheon at Florida's Fantasy of Flight, honoring the women Air Force service pilots, the first female pilots ever to pilot U.S. military aircraft during World War II. The luncheon is this Friday at noon, by reservation only, costs $65, and benefits Girls Incorporated, a national nonprofit youth organization that inspires all girls to be strong, smart, and bold, and provides vital educational programs to millions of American girls, particularly those in high-risk, underserved areas. The luncheon is part of Fantasy of Flight's Living History Symposium honoring the WASP this Thursday through Saturday. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated March 21st, at aero-news.net. The latest recipients of the FAA's Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award are three Kentucky aviators who received their awards at a dinner Saturday night at the Aviation Museum of Kentucky at Bluegrass Airport. Dr. George Gumbert is an aviation enthusiast and principal founder of the museum. Ed LaFontaine is a balloonist and former director of state aviation. Lowell Wiley is a retired corporate pilot and flight instructor. The Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award recognizes continuous involvement in aviation for 50 years or more. There are now 1,573 holders of the award. To the latest recipients, congratulations and thank you. Still ahead, Boeing prepares to ramp up production. Flight attendants want an end to oversized carry-ons. And an Irishman is attempting an around-the-world aviation first. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, March 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. In another harbinger of an improving economy, Boeing announced Friday it will accelerate the ramp-up of production of its 777 and 747, citing increasing customer demand in the recovering airplane market. The company will accelerate the 777's rate increase from 5 airplanes per month to 7 by approximately 6 months, from early 2012 to mid-2011. The 747 program's planned production rate increase from 1.5 to 2 airplanes per month will move from mid-2013 to mid-2012. Suppliers for both aircraft say they're prepared to handle the increased business. VP of Marketing Randy Tinseth commented, quote, "We see 2010 as the year of overall economic recovery within the industry, and 2011 a year where airlines return to profitability. As a result, we anticipate an increase in demand for airplanes in 2012 and beyond," unquote. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, wants an end to oversized carry-on bags. AFA members surveyed responded that fully half had witnessed carry-on items falling from overhead bins in the previous 60 days. More than 80% of flight attendants reported sustaining injuries over the past year dealing with carry-ons. The most common injuries were strained and pulled muscles in the neck, arms, and upper back. AFA President Patricia Friend says she wants Congress, government agencies, and carriers to establish reasonable carry-on limitations. The union has called for a standardized size limit for carry-ons instead of leaving it to individual airlines to set policy. A current proposal in the House of Representatives would put TSA in charge of enforcing it at airport checkpoints. Even the TSA, which appears to relish mission creep, has been unenthusiastic about taking on this added duty. Travel advocates have worried about the bottleneck that could result in a checkpoint line every time one bag doesn't meet the standard. And enthusiasts of personal liberty have asked what in the world bag size has to do with fighting terrorism, the TSA's mission. But the House of Representatives is considering H.R. 2870, which would create a universal size standard and designate TSA to enforce the rules. It's hard to know if there's a bill bad enough to be rejected by the House of Representatives, especially after last night. And finally, there's only one category and class of powered aircraft which has never circumnavigated the globe. An Irishman and colon cancer survivor plans to fill in that blank starting today. By the time you're hearing this, Norman Surplus hopes to have departed Larnborough Council Sandy Bay playing fields in his yellow MT-03. That's an open cockpit tandem gyroplane to begin a trip around the world that will take him well into the summer. The trip will total 27,000 miles, including 4,400 of them over water. He'll cross the Saudi desert, the Pacific Ocean, the Rocky Mountains, and the North Atlantic. He'll need to take a big detour around China, which wouldn't approve him through its airspace, and he'll have limited range across Russia, where the Kremlin decreed he'd have to carry an official guide in place of his collapsible ferry tank. A cancer survivor since his 2003 diagnosis, The 47-year-old tells the UK Independent, quote, "The trip is designed to promote hope and encouragement for cancer sufferers across the globe. I want to say there can be life worth living beyond the very real challenges of cancer treatment," unquote. Experimental rotorcraft groups across the U.S. are scrambling to provide fuel for the Rotax 914 and logistical support for Norm when he reaches the U.S. later this spring. His flight plan is 115 legs over 4 months, which gives the rest of us hope. Because while he'll be the first to do it, he'll obviously set the bar pretty low for the speed record. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us why power lines can become a hazard if we let them. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.